October 8, 1931, the Divine Will, depositary of all the acts of all the saints. How God and the creature hold hands. Which ones are the acts lost from the purpose of our Creator? My poor mind goes around the Son of the Supreme Fiat, and I find it surrounded by all the works, sacrifices, pains, heroism, that all the saints, ancient and new, have done. Those of the Queen of Heaven, as well as what blessed Jesus has done for love of us. The divine will preserves everything. It having been the prime actor of all the good acts of creatures, it keeps them jealously, it holds them in deposit within itself, and it uses them to glorify itself and to glorify those who did them. And I, seeing that everything belonged to the will of God since it is also mine, everything was mine. And going around in each act, I offered them as mine to glorify more the eternal volition, and to impetrate the coming of its kingdom upon earth. But while I was doing this, my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My daughter, listen to the admirable secrets of my will. If the creature wants to find everything that, beautiful, good and holy, has been done in the whole history of the world by me, by the celestial Mama, and by all the saints, she must enter into the divine will and it everything is found in act. As you were paying attention to each act, remembering it, offering it, the saint who had done that act, that sacrifice, felt called by the pilgrim soul, and saw his act palpitating again on earth, and therefore, doubled the glory to his creator and to himself. And you, who were offering it, covered by the celestial dew of the good of that holy act. And according to the purpose, noble and high, with which it is offered, more intense and great is the glory and the good it produces. How many riches does my will possess? There are all my acts, those of the Sovereign Queen, that are all in waiting to be called, remembered, offered by the creature in order to duplicate the good for the benefit of creatures, and to give us double glory. They want to be remembered, called, in order to palpitate as new life in the midst of creatures. But because of lack of attention, there are some that die, some that struggle because of weakness, some that grow numb with cold, some that have nothing with which to satisfy their hunger. Our goods, acts and sacrifices do not set out if they are not called, because by remembering them and offering them, creatures dispose themselves to recognizing them and to receiving the good that our acts contain. Moreover, there is no greater honor that you can give to all of heaven than offering their acts that they did on earth, for the noble, most high and sublime purpose that the kingdom of the divine will come upon earth. Then, I continued to think about the divine volition, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, an act, a prayer, a thought, an affection, a word, in order to be welcome, perfect, ordered, complete, must elevate itself to the same purpose wanted by God Himself. In fact, as the creature, in her act, elevates herself to the purpose wanted by the Supreme Being, she embraces the beginning and takes into her act the purpose with which God created her. God and the creature hold hands, and want and do the same thing. By doing so, the divine order, the divine act, and the same purpose with which God wants that act to be done, enter the act of the creature. So, as the divine purpose enters, the act of its own renders itself complete, holy, perfect and fully ordered. Whoever the author of the purpose of that act is, so does the act become. On the other hand, if the creature does not elevate herself to the purpose wanted by God in her act, she goes down from the beginning of her creation and will not feel the life of the divine act within hers. Perhaps she will do many acts, but incomplete, imperfect, disordered. They will be like acts that are lost from the purpose of her Creator. Therefore, the thing that pleases us the most is to see our same purpose in the act of the creature. It can be said that she continues our life upon earth, and our will operating in her acts, words, and everything. Fiat.